Jordan is now home to the first refugee camps in the world powered by renewable energy. The solar plant in Azraq refugee camp was inaugurated in May 2017, while the one in Za'atari camp was inaugurated in May 2017, while the one in Za'atari camp opened in November 2017. So both camps are using the solar system. We believe that a refugee crisis ended in November 2017. So both camps are using the solar system. We believe that a refugee crisis requires not just commitment, but follow through. Any effective development requires not just commitment, but follow through. Any effective development-based longer-term solution will need to engage not just the host countries, but also donor-based longer-term solution will need to engage not just the host countries, but also donors, the private sector as well. Shortfall is funding, lack of partners, lack of participation will undermine our shared goals. Since I come from a host country that's hosting the largest refugee population in the world, we add that a host country that's hosting the largest refugee population in the world, we add that beside the Syrian refugees, we are hosting about 2.3 million Palestinian refugees. Or beside the Syrian refugees, we are hosting about 2.3 million Palestinian refugees. Also, we are hosting around 120,000 refugees from 57 countries. So we are hosting around 120,000 refugees from 57 countries, and those are registered with the UNHCR. I don't want to deviate from the subject, but I just raise, and those are registered with the UNHCR. I don't want to deviate from the subject, but I just want to add that help is needed. We all should look for the well-being of refugees. We want to add that help is needed. We all should look for the well-being of refugees. We want them to be safe and secure, and secure their return back to their countries. And we want them to be safe and secure, and secure their return back to their countries. And we, as we stand from the beginning, we will not force any refugee to go back unless it's safe. As we stand from the beginning, we will not force any refugee to go back unless it's safe, voluntary return. And since we opened the border, Jabir Nasib, on October, the voluntary return, and since we opened the border, Jabir Nasib, on October 2018, out of the 1.36 million refugees, only 38,000 October 2018, out of the 1.36 million refugees, only 38,000 refugees went back. With this, with your permission, I have to go to another session. Thank you very much, and I wish you success in your. Have to go to another session. Thank you very much, and I wish you success in your session. Thank you.
So thank you.
Session. Thank you.
So thank you to both of the ambassadors who will now be leaving us. And while we do our stage switch, I'm going to ask to both of the ambassadors who will now be leaving us. And while we do our stage switch, I'm going to ask the other panelists to join me on stage, and we'll watch a short video about energy in displacement.
90% of people in refugee camps have no access to electricity. 90% of people in refugee camps have no access to electricity. Most camps rely on poorly maintained